It's another manic Monday afternoon, and fewer showers around today, but then you just heard Chris Miller in the news talk about a light shower on the South Shore. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Hey, look, I had a blast. There was an 80s night. DJ Shane Love had an 80s night at Daiquiris and Cream on the North Shore. And this is in Mandeville, and had a chance to go over there for that Friday night. That's why I missed the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. I was at Daiquiris and Cream over there, and God, you know, so tempting to drink a daiquiri and then hit the bridge, but no, I didn't do it. It's kind of hard to dance when you're totally sober. It is for me, anyway. I mean, I don't know whether I look better. I don't know whether I dance better sober, or I just think I'm dancing better sober.
I remember we was talking at the beginning of the show about how the Olympic balance beam gymnasts can do these flips on this beam, and they can, without even looking.
Yeah.
Some of us, we can't even walk a straight line on concrete.
Well, that's true. No, I wasn't even going to. You know, some of those daiquiris look very, very delicious, but and quite refreshing. But no, you know, I had to do it. Had to do it sober. Had to. So yeah, but it was fun. It was fun. 80s night over there was a good time. Hey, I want to remind you that you can listen to this entire show anytime you want. You can listen to it, you know, 1 to 4 in the afternoon, or you can download the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download the app, and you can listen to all 3 hours, listen to 1 hour, or listen to just highlights of the show. I mean, Coleman and Ian put this together, and it's a great service and a great opportunity to check out the show. Download the Audacy app and follow me, Scoot, and it'll come right to you. And you can also tell your smartphone to just play WWL. All right, so I did not hear Donald Trump actually say it, but I just heard it again, what he said when he was talking to the Christians. He said, quote, "I love you Christians." And I'm reading a transcript of what Donald Trump said. And the story that I'm reading says, "I love you Christians. I'm a Christian. But when you listen to it, I can see where somebody would think Donald Trump said, 'I love you Christians. I'm not a Christian.'" I don't know whether Trump just let that slip out, or if he meant to say that, or if it just sounded like he said it. I don't know. Because, you know, we're so picky these days that somebody might actually say something, but we hear something else. And I heard Donald Trump, I thought he said, "I'm not a Christian." But I could also hear him say, "I am a Christian." But then he goes on to say, "I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good, you're not going to have to vote." Now, when I first heard this, I interpreted this way. Donald Trump is saying that this country is going to be in such great shape. Gas prices are going to be low. Salaries are going to be, I can't wait for that. Man, if Donald Trump's going to boost my salary, I'm voting for Trump. I mean, I would love my salary to be boosted. Wouldn't you want yours boosted? So, you know, if Donald Trump's going to do that, why wouldn't I vote for Donald Trump? He's going to do all these things. Everything is going to be so great that we're not going to have to vote again. But I don't really know what that means, because the words are, "You're not going to have to vote again." Now, Americans who support Donald Trump will say, "Listen to Trump. Believe what he says, because he will follow through on what he says." Okay, so Donald Trump at this Christian conference says, "You got to get out and vote. You won't have to vote again if I win the election." Should we take that verbatim? I mean, Americans remember after Donald Trump lost the 2020 election to Joe Biden, he said he won. Trump worked to overturn the election results, even though he knew he lost, to make him president under false pretense. So he wanted to continue his presidency, even though reports indicate that he knew he lost. Well, we've learned that Donald Trump, during the January 6th attack on the Capitol, remained passive. He did nothing. We even know that some of Trump's closest allies, like Fox News host Sean Hannity, called him up and urged him to publicly plead with the rioters to stop, and Donald Trump did nothing for an extended period of time. So what did Trump mean when he said, "If I'm elected, you won't have to vote again"? Right after the speech, Donald Trump's spokesperson, Stephen Chung, did not exactly clarify Trump's comment. Yesterday on ABC's This Week, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said it was just a classic Trumpism and should not be taken seriously. How do we know what to take seriously and what not to take seriously? I'm a little confused about that. With the new power that would be invested in the President of the United States via Project 2025, if Trump is elected, could Trump's statement have meant that there will be no future elections? I mean, that seems ridiculous. But the hate for Democrats and the hate for any opposition to Donald Trump and the way Trump wants things is so intense that there are Americans who might want Trump to be president forever, or that Trump should appoint the next president, perhaps J.D. Vance. Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas said on CNN State of the Union, oh, that was obviously Trump making a joke. But there's a pattern here. Why is it when Donald Trump says something extremely threatening that he's just joking? I mean, I heard him say it, and it didn't seem like a joke. And I thought I could tell the difference between a joke and a statement. And I didn't hear it sounding like a joke at all. Is Trump now a comedian? The fact that talking about becoming an authoritative president is surrounding Trump right now also maybe adds value to the phrase, you won't have to vote anymore. But Trump has denied that he would be an authoritarian president. Now, I don't think anybody would be so dumb as to say there are not going to be any more elections in this country. And Donald Trump is not dumb. Therefore, I have to believe that what he said was a joke. I hope it was a joke. But I have faith in our democracy. And I witnessed democracy winning in the face of the attack on the Capitol January 6th. But if aspects of Project 2025 are executed, if Trump wins, I'm not sure we can be sure of what our government's going to look like in another 4 years. But Trump was just joking when he said, you're not going to have to worry about voting anymore. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, we're going to have fun this hour. This is the day in 1978. You know, I guess by 1978, the disco craze was fading. And Grease had come out, and Grease was just such a phenomenal movie. Just a fun movie, great summertime movie. On this day in 1978, the Grease soundtrack was the number one album in the country. So all this hour, we're going to be featuring tracks from the Grease soundtrack as our bumper music. Okay, let's get back to your calls. Let's go to Mike in Mid-City. Mike, welcome to the show, and thank you for hanging on, Mike.
Good. Thanks for taking my call, Scoop.
Sure.
If you wouldn't have said it the way you had said it, that Trump comment, 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't even have called the show. But it's the way you said it, it's like, when a Democrat say, if Trump get elected, it's going to be the end of democracy. And, I didn't hear no what they mean by that, So when he said it the way he said, as a Republican, a right-leaning independent, okay, all right, I understood it to mean that, hey, things gonna go back the way it was when he was in office 4 years ago. We're gonna have low gas prices, just like you mentioned when you came back after the news. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, Scoot, things were more better 4 years ago or 3.5 years ago than what they are today.
Yeah, some things were a lot better. There are people who have a lot of money in the stock market, and they would say that things are better right now in a lot of ways. But I understand what you're saying. There was the recovery of COVID, and I don't think presidents have that much to do with gas prices. If you want to just strictly talk about gas prices, I don't blame the president.
You don't think
for that.
The fracking? You don't think the fracking helped bought gas prices down?
I don't.
You don't think cutting all of those regulations helped cut or prices down that made things cheaper, you know, that made things more affordable. I mean, all those were his policies.
Yeah, you know, I don't think
Biden got in office and rolled everything and cut them all off.
Yeah, I think fracking is more a fear tactic than it is reality. I mean, that's my opinion, and I'm being honest with you, Mike. I don't think that had that big a deal. I think that there are, you know, look, gas prices were really low after the pandemic when Trump was president. They were really low
the pandemic.
Well, before the pandemic, I don't know how much a president controls gas prices.
What about the regulations? I mean, he have a lot to do with regulations.
Isn't this the highest we've ever been with oil production in the United States? I think this is the highest we've ever been.
Because of Biden's policies.
If we're at a high oil production rate, that's not a bad thing, is it?
But when we was at a high, when Trump was in office, we had lower prices. So
That was after the pandemic, and nobody went anywhere. So it's supply and demand. When gas isn't being used, the prices go down. When everybody's going places and using a lot of gas, the gas prices go up. The oil companies are making record profits, billion dollar profits. All of the oil companies are making billions in profits.
It's a known fact that the regulations that Trump took away helped bring down the prices.
Yeah, I'm not honestly, Mike. If that's the case, that's fine. I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert in gas prices, but I do know that presidents are not really the driving force of gas prices. But I'm glad you had a chance to bring this up, because I know a lot of people agree with you. I'd have to go back and take a look at that. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to come back with more of your comments. All right, so we're featuring the bumper music from the soundtrack of the movie Grease, which was number one in the country on this day in 1978. And here is a classic from Grease. We'll let this play as we go into break. Great summertime music. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On this day in 1978, Grease was the number one album in the country, and this was a classic from Grease, Grease Lightning. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. All right, so somebody just called, and here's a text about gas prices. Scoot, you are completely wrong about gas prices. Biden wants all electric vehicles and two oil refineries in surrounding areas were shut down. That's why gas prices are high. With Trump, the USA was self-sufficient. Right now, look, this is a fact. I'm going to give you a couple of facts here. Fact. The U.S. is kicking ass with oil drilling. We're setting records with oil drilling. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that because it's Biden who's in office. Also, the Biden administration has beaten the Trump administration in issuing new drilling permits. I also remember when George W. Bush was president and gas prices skyrocketed, Fox News relentlessly went into detail about how the president is not to blame for high gas prices. Why is that so different today? Why today is the president to blame for gas prices? This is a lot more complex, which I admit, but those right-wing radical Trump supporters don't seem to think that anybody knows any more than they do about gas prices and drilling. But I'm giving you facts. So don't be brainwashed. We're doing really well with drilling in this country. I don't have the information right in front of me, but I'm sure I can find it. We're kicking ass with oil drilling. So it doesn't seem like fracking. It doesn't seem like other things have come in the way of that. And again, go back and watch Fox News stuff. You can find it on YouTube, I'm sure. Fox News went into all this detail about how the president is not to blame when Bush was in office, and now the president is to blame. So, see, I like to address the hypocrisy, because that's what's tearing our country apart, the hypocrisy. Let's go to Joe in Gretna. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Well, Scoot, it's not just hypocrisy. It's uneducated, uninformed. You know, I wanted to comment on what Mike said, but then I wanted to comment on what you said. You said that Trump was joking. No, Trump is being strategic. You know, in case he wins, he'll be able to say, I told you what I was going to do, and you still voted for me.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic when I said he was joking, but I hope he's joking. I hope he's not serious.
Everybody don't understand sarcasm. You know, some people that listen to you say, oh, Scooch said he was just joking. No, he's not joking. He's dead serious. Trump said out of his mouth, I am going to be a dictator. Trump said out of his mouth, you'll never have to vote again. I'll fix it. Why would you consider it a joke?
But Trump has gone back on saying he's going to be a dictator.
But Trump owns the Supreme Court. If Trump decides he want to do something, he's got the backing of the Supreme Court on it. Yes, he can do it. Yes, the president can do this. Yes, the president can do that. And that's how Trump used that. You know, he's not a dummy. He know how to use strategy. And he loves uneducated people. He said it. Now, back to Mike and the gasoline. Yes, the president can lower the prices of gasoline. And let me tell you how Biden did it. Biden flooded the market with the strategic oil reserves. He flooded the market, and he sold oil to Venezuela at the high price. And then after that, he bought whatever he sold back at the lower price when the price went down. Biden must have saved the country a couple of billion dollars. But nobody knows that because they're uneducated.
Well, I don't want to look. We can't.
These ridiculous things.
Joe, we
the
can't.
People are saying these ridiculous things, especially about Trump. And I'm not a Democrat or a Republican.
Good.
I'm just like you. I'm an independent.
Good. I think
but
it's good.
You have to be educated. You have to do some research and not just come.
Well,
on
don't
and
you know? Don't think. Don't think that all Trump supporters are dumb. Don't think that all Trump supporters are not informed, because a lot of them are. But a lot of them do what Trump does, which is just pay attention to the alleged facts that support what they want to believe. Now, I've got information here, and it didn't take me long to get it, that the Biden administration beat the Trump administration in terms of issuing new drilling permits. If that's wrong, then give me the correct information. If this is wrong, then give me the correct. But make sure that it comes from a credible site. I don't want something from some right-wing wacko site that is incredible. There are a lot of sites out there like that. So give me that information from a credible site, and I'll look at it. But there's so much involved in the price of gas that you cannot blame or give credit to a president for gas prices. I can't believe the comments that I got. I can't believe how many views it got. I posted a video. I was at the gas pump the other day. I posted a video at this gas pump that had let's see, what was it? FJB. I think it was FJB. So, you know, blank Joe Biden. Crudely written in like marks a lot on with a marker in a couple of places on the gas pump. And I just sarcastically just talked about what a brave American this was to use his First Amendment right to write FJB on the pump. Now, gas prices go up and down. That was still there when gas prices were lower than they are now. So, look, I see everything comes down to a political issue. Everything comes down to a political fight. Yeah, gas prices are high. It's Biden's fault. It's Kamala Harris was vice president. It's all her fault. I'm not defending them. I'm defending the truth. And the truth is that the U.S. is kicking ass when it comes to drilling for oil. The truth is the oil companies are making billions and billions in profits. Billions and billions in profits. And it's because gas prices go up and we pay the price. They're never going to go back down to the way they were. Unless we get into a desperate situation like the pandemic. And then gas was way down because it's about supply and demand. Nobody was going anywhere. So they lower the price. And then people start traveling. And then with the economy being as bad as some people say it is, everybody's traveling over the 4th of July. Everybody's spending money. The GDP is up. So there's a lot of hypocrisy here. And it's sad that a lot of people don't want to address it.
Yeah, it's good. You know what I find interesting about this topic, about Trump's comment, whether she'd be open to interpretation or whether we should take Trump by his word, right? A lot of people are saying, yes, take Trump at his word. He means what he says. If he's showing you who he is, believe him.
Right.
But the same people a month ago, after they had the debate, they were like, don't believe Trump. It's full of lies. And so, like, you had to fact check him. Don't believe anything he says. So I'm like, well, a month ago you was telling me not to believe anything he says because he's full of lies. Now today you're telling me take him at his word. So it's like, there's this cross section, and I'm confused.
I'm very confused too, Coleman. All right, we're going to get to some of your text messages. If you're on hold, stay with us. We've got a lot of calls to get to, and we'll come back with more of your calls. We're featuring some of the music from the soundtrack to Grease, which was the number one album in the country on this day in 1978. This is one of my favorite 50s songs. It was done by Shana Na in the movie
man.
Grease. Yeah, Shana Na. Man, the grease those guys had in their hair. I mean, I think some of the oil companies would like to bid for drilling rights to their hair. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. And this is the title track from the soundtrack Grease on this day in 1978, number one album in the country. All right, let's go to the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Hey, if you haven't joined me yet, I hope you will. It's Scoot on the Air Facebook, and become a part of it. I love reading your comments, even if I don't always agree with you. And I love when people get into it. I love when somebody comments and then somebody comments on the comment. And then they come back and comment and then somebody else comments. So not only comment on the blogs and the videos and the pictures we post, but also comment on the comments. Vote for Trump and never vote again. What does that mean? That's the title of the blog. It's posted at WWL.com and also on SOTA Facebook. Roberto says, it must be sad having to constantly defend a known con man over and over again the way these cult members do. Davey says that the Supreme Court and Project 2025 will join forces. David brings out the point that the 25th Amendment was not invoked on Biden, therefore Harris is not automatically the candidate. I don't think anybody said she was automatically the candidate. Did they, David? I never heard that. Let's see. Pete says, in my opinion, Scoot is a chargeable seditionist. He just said that if Harris wins, Republicans will be out for revenge. Then he said that if Trump wins, Democrats will freak out. Freak out? Can you not admit that we all know that when Trump wins, left-wing radicals will burn their cities and destroy their own businesses and kill their own people? I don't think that's going to happen, Pete. A chargeable seditionist? Man, you'd have a hard time proving that, dude. And that's not, I don't think that's exactly what I said, but I did say that the Democrats would freak out. And what I mean is that if I was just bringing up the idea that after the election, there's going to be a lot of tense turmoil in America. Because if Harris wins, a lot of Republicans, I didn't say are going to seek revenge. Those were not my words. But I said a lot of Republicans are going to be really upset. So, you know, Pete, if you're going to quote me, quote me. Don't put words in my mouth and don't make up stuff just to make your point, okay? But I didn't actually say that. And you can go back and check the tape and that'll be your proof if you want to bother to do that. Emery says the TDS with Scoot on WWL has really reached a sickness. I don't suffer from any like Trump syndrome. I don't. I do my job every day. And I bring up some things that other people don't bring up. That doesn't make me a bad person. It shouldn't make me the target of hate. I bring up some things that not everybody brings up. All right. Let's get back to a few of your calls. Let's go to Rob. Rob, you're on WWL. Welcome to the show.
Hey, So look, I just have a few comments because I could go on for days.
Okay, yeah, we all could, but go ahead.
This Trump video is a Rorschach test. It's a perfect Rorschach test for how tied in you are to the establishment. Now look, we have a DNC media government establishment. If they say Joe Biden's fine five weeks ago, he's fine. If he's not fine 3 weeks ago, he's not fine. If Kamala Harris is the nominee last week, now she's the nominee.
All right, but Rob, let me make a point here. The media doesn't know beyond what the administration tells us, and obviously the administration lied to the media. I don't always defend the media, but in this case, this is not in cahoots with the media is not in cahoots with the administration, and vice versa in a lot of ways. And when it comes to this, the administration lied to the media.
I can name three or four former government operatives that are now in the media. Jen Psaki is now out running around saying what the government said.
Okay, so what's his position?
I mean, you can't. What's that?
What is his position?
So, wait.
He's an operative. Okay, so what?
Jen Psaki was the White House spokesman.
Okay,
I believe.
So he has another. So what's his job now? What's his job now?
ABC, NBC, one of them. I mean, they're all a part of the machine.
Rob, you have bought into a lot of hysteria here. You bought into a lot of brainwashing.
I'm in
the media, and a lot of what you're saying is the manifestation of brainwashing.
No, look, obviously not every person in the media is a part. I'm not saying, look, it's Fox News. Fox News isn't a part of the whole machine.
No, but they were part of the machine when Trump was in office. There has never been a network that has been so close to administration than Fox was with Trump.
Fair. Let me make one more point that might make this all clear. So let's say, all right, all politicians lie, right? So let's say Donald Trump lies. Who is there to check Donald Trump?
The media.
The establishment media. Right. Who is there to check?
Well, why wouldn't Fox News? Why wouldn't Fox News be there to check if Donald Trump's lying?
Well, right, but then Fox News is lying, right? You just said Fox News is in cahoots.
Well, I'm asking you. You're giving the impression that only in your opinion, the liberal media is going to check if Trump's lying. Fox News. Why isn't Fox News going to check it?
Well, they are, but then
they're not
disregarded as extreme.
Exactly,
right?
Because they're not. They're not going to tell the truth about it.
Exactly.
So there is a part of the problem as the liberal media.
Well, right, and I'm not saying nobody lies. I'm saying the game is that. Okay, here, let's go back to this one Trump comment. Okay.
Okay.
We view that in the worst possible light. That's the Rorschach test. You view this in the worst possible light. Do we view Democrats' recent movement to oust Joe Biden?
Why was Joe Biden ousted? Tell me why Joe Biden was ousted.
We don't know.
No, we do know, Rob. We know. We know he's got a problem. There's something wrong with Joe Biden. He's dealing with something. He's not right.
Exactly. Sure.
So there's a medical reason. It's not like the Democrats decided Joe Biden's out. There were a lot of people who wanted him to stay in, but there's a medical reason for him to be out. And many Republicans talked about his medical reason. Now that he's out, they're pissed off because they thought their best chance of winning was against Biden. And by the way, Kamala Harris is not the nominee. She's the front runner at this point. But long before Donald Trump was the nominee, he was the front runner. And the media, both right and left, talked about Joe Biden as the nominee. I mean, talked about Donald Trump as the nominee. But Joe Biden was convinced that he shouldn't continue because of medical issues, not because of some coup. And the DNC media establishment, I don't know any network that worked more closely with an administration than Fox News worked with Donald Trump's administration. Fox News was an extension of the administration. So why should there be any complaints if CNN and MSNBC and others are in cahoots with the Biden administration? I don't know that they are. But I know this. The Biden administration lied to the media. The media reports the information it gets, and the liberal media has reported now that the administration was not fair and that they did lie to the media about Joe Biden's condition. And then there was the debate, and it was all obvious to us. But there is enough conservative media in this country now to where there's a balance. Especially, I mean, there's not even a balance when it comes to conservative talk radio. Conservative talk radio dominates in this country. So this myth that there's only one side of the media and it's the liberal media that is controlling America is indeed a myth. I've been in this business a long time. I've seen a lot. I've worked in major cities around this country. I've worked in television news departments as well. And yet everybody else seems to be the expert, with zero experience in the media. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. Another great summertime classic from Greece, which was number one on this day in 1978. Love this one. All right, here's a text that says, Jen Psaki, she worked for MSNBC. Oh, she worked at the administration for Biden, and now she's at MSNBC. So what? I mean, there are people who worked, there were people who were politicians for Republicans, and now they work for Fox News. I mean, so what? So Jen Psaki is liberal-minded. She worked for the Biden administration. Now she works for a liberal network, MSNBC. I mean, why is that somehow un-American? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Is this another Grease song? It is. I don't recognize this. Okay, so it's not a Grease song. I got confused there. All right, listen, today on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller, and Deuce McAllister joins the guys at 4:20, Mike Haas at 6:20. You know where they are. They're in California. The Saints are in training camp, and this is awesome. And don't forget to check out the podcast, the latest episode of Inside Black and Gold. It's with WWL Sports Director Steve Geller and Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. Those guys do a great job, and they've got the latest news from California. Download the latest episode, Inside the Black and Gold. It's available wherever you get your podcast. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Dan Barron, assistant program director and brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hook. News anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Joe Cardosi, and as always, Coleman, our studio producer today. Thank you. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans. And this is the title track from the soundtrack Grease, on this day in 1978, number one album in the country. All right, let's go to the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Hey, if you haven't joined me yet, I hope you will. It's Scoot on the Air Facebook, and become a part of it. I love reading your comments, even if I don't always agree with you. And I love when people get into it. I love when somebody comments and then somebody comments on the comment and then they come back and comment and then somebody else comments. So not only comment on the blogs and the videos and the pictures we post, but also comment on the comments. Vote for Trump and never vote again. What does that mean? That's the title of the blog. It's posted at WWL.com and also on SOTA Facebook. Roberto says, it must be sad having to constantly defend a known con man over and over again the way these cult members do. Davey says that the Supreme Court and Project 2025 will join forces. David brings out the point that the 25th Amendment was not invoked on Biden, therefore Harris is not automatically the candidate. I don't think anybody said she was automatically the candidate. Did they, David? I never heard that. Let's see. Pete says, in my opinion, Scoot is a chargeable seditionist. He just said that if Harris wins, Republicans will be out for revenge. Then he said that if Trump wins, Democrats will freak out. Freak out? Can you not admit that we all know that when Trump wins, left-wing radicals will burn their cities and destroy their own businesses and kill their own people. I don't think that's going to happen, Pete. A chargeable seditionist? Man, you'd have a hard time proving that, dude. And that's not, I don't think that's exactly what I said, but I did say that the Democrats would freak out. And what I mean is that if I was just bringing up the idea that, that after the election, there's going to be a lot of tense turmoil in America. Because if Harris wins, a lot of Republicans, I didn't say are going to seek revenge. Those were not my words. But I said a lot of Republicans are going to be really upset. So, you know, Pete, if you're going to quote me, quote me. Don't put words in my mouth and don't make up stuff just to make your point, okay? But I didn't actually say that, and you can go back and check the tape, and that'll be your proof if you want to bother to do that. Emery says the TDS with Scoot on WWL has really reached a sickness. I don't suffer from any like Trump syndrome. I don't. I do my job every day, and I bring up some things that other people don't bring up. That doesn't make me a bad person. It shouldn't make me the target of hate. I bring up some things that not everybody brings up. All right, let's get back to a few of your calls. Let's go to Rob. Rob, you're on WWL. Welcome to the show.
Hey, so look. I just have a few comments because I could go on for days.
Okay. Yeah, we all could, but go ahead.
This Trump video is a Rorschach test. It's a perfect Rorschach test for how tied in you are to the establishment. Now, look, we have a DNC media government establishment. If they say Joe Biden's fine five weeks ago, he's fine. If he's not fine 3 weeks ago, he's not fine. If Kamala Harris is the nominee last week, now she's the nominee.
All right, but Rob, let me make a point here. The media doesn't know beyond what the administration tells us, and obviously the administration lied to the media. I don't always defend the media, but in this case, this is not in cahoots with the media is not in cahoots with the administration and vice versa in a lot of ways. And when it comes to this, the administration lied to the media.
Okay. I can name, three or four former government operatives that are now in the media. One, Jen Psaki, is now out running around saying what the government said.
Okay, so what's his position?
I mean, you can't. What's that?
What is his position?
So, wait,
he's an operative. Okay, so what?
Jen Psaki was the White House spokesman.
Okay,
I believe.
So he has another. So what's his job now? What's his job now?
ABC, NBC, one of them. I mean, they're all a part of the machine.
Rob, you have bought into a lot of hysteria here. You bought into a lot of brainwashing.
No, wait.
I'm in the media, Rob. I'm in the media, and a lot of what you're saying is the manifestation of brainwashing.
No, look. Obviously, not every person in the media is a part. I'm not saying, look, it's Fox News. Fox News isn't a part of the whole machine.
No, but they were part of the machine when Trump was in office. There has never been a network that has been so close to administration than Fox was with Trump.
Fair. Let me make one more point that might make this all clear. So let's say, all right, all politicians lie, right? So let's say Donald Trump lies. Who is there to check Donald Trump?
The media.
The establishment media, right. Who is there to check?
Well, why wouldn't Fox News? Why wouldn't Fox News be there to check if Donald Trump's lying?
Well, right, but then Fox News is lying, right? You just said Fox News is in cahoots.
Well, I'm asking you. You're saying you're giving the impression that only the, in your opinion, the liberal media is going to check if Trump's lying. Fox News. Why isn't Fox News going to check it?
Well, they are, but then
they're not
disregarded as extreme.
Exactly,
right?
Because they're not. They're not going to tell the truth about it.
Exactly.
So there is a bigger part of the problem as the liberal media.
Well, right, and I'm not saying nobody lies. I'm saying the game is that. Okay, here, let's go back to this one Trump comment. Okay.
Okay.
We view that in the worst possible light. That's the Rorschach test. You view this in the worst possible light. Do we view the Democrats' recent
movement to oust Joe Biden.
Why was Joe Biden ousted? Tell me why Joe Biden was ousted.
We don't know.
No, we do know, Rob. We know. We know he's got a problem. There's something wrong with Joe Biden. He's dealing with something. He's not right.
Exactly. Sure.
So there's a medical reason. It's not like the Democrats decided Joe Biden's out. There were a lot of people who wanted him to stay in. But there's a medical reason for him to be out. And many Republicans talked about his medical reason. Now that he's out, now that he's out, they're pissed off because they thought their best chance of winning was against Biden. And by the way, Kamala Harris is not the nominee. She's the front runner at this point. But long before Donald Trump was the nominee, he was the front runner. And the media, both right and left, talked about Joe Biden as the nominee. I mean, talked about Donald Trump as the nominee. But Joe Biden was convinced that he shouldn't continue because of medical issues, not because of some coup. And the DNC media establishment, I don't know any network that worked more closely with an administration than Fox News worked with Donald Trump's administration. Fox News was an extension of the administration. So why should there be any complaints if CNN and MSNBC and others are in cahoots with the Biden administration? I don't know that they are. But I know this. The Biden administration lied to the media. The media reports the information it gets, and the liberal media has reported now that the administration was not fair and that they did lie to the media about Joe Biden's condition. And then there was the debate, and it was all obvious to us. But there is enough conservative media in this country now to where there's a balance. Especially, I mean, there's not even a balance when it comes to conservative talk radio. Conservative talk radio dominates in this country. So this myth that there's only one side of the media and it's the liberal media that is controlling America is indeed a myth. I've been in this business a long time. I've seen a lot. I've worked in major cities around this country. I've worked in television news departments as well. And yet everybody else seems to be the expert, with zero experience in the media. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. Another great summertime classic from Greece, which was number one on this day in 1978. Love this one. All right, here's a text that says, Jen Psaki, she worked for MSNBC. Oh, she worked at the administration for Biden, and now she's at MSNBC. So what? I mean, there are people who worked, there were people who were politicians for Republicans, and now they work for Fox News. I mean, so what? So Jen Psaki is liberal-minded. She worked for the Biden administration. Now she works for a liberal network, MSNBC. I mean, why is that somehow un-American? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Is this another Grease song? It is. I don't recognize this. Okay, so it's not a Grease song. I got confused there. All right, listen, today on Sports Talk, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller, and Deuce McAllister joins the guys at 4:20, Mike Haas at 6:20. You know where they are. They're in California. The Saints are in training camp, and this is awesome. And don't forget to check out the podcast, the latest episode of Inside Black and Gold. It's with WWL Sports Director Steve Geller and Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. Those guys do a great job, and they've got the latest news from California. Download the latest episode, Inside the Black and Gold. It's available wherever you get your podcast. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Dan Barron, assistant program director and brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hook. News anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Joe Cardosi, and as always, Coleman, our studio producer today. Thank you. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.